from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is why I'm such a loser. Now, do I know how to milk a cow? No. Have I ever milked a cow? No. But you put a cow in front of me and it's ready, I could milk it.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
If you want a preview, and I won't spoil it, I really won't.
Yeah, don't
I,
do
I
pro- it.
I promise.
My boy Reg B is at work.
I promise I won't spoil it, but I will give just a detail.
I root for Africa.
If you want to get a preview of the Warriors season, You're getting it right now. Steph's got 20 of his team's 43 points, but they're down 11. It's about the way the Warriors season's going to go, right?
Nah, you got to be positive, Pete.
I don't have to be anything, Pete.
Well, you never are.
Yes, I am.
We're used to you.
I'm optimistic about, let me think. I'm optimistic about our meeting today with the boss.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic we can get out of there, hopefully.
I was just going to ask.
How long have you been? I'm worried about this.
I got a good 40 minutes.
Not five.
I'll take that right now. I would take that right now.
I got a good 40.
Because you know how the boss can be with that notebook paper.
Yeah, I love it.
Goo, I got to get you something. It's Goo. I was something I want to tell you. And he flips that paper.
I'll give you one.
He's a great guy, our boss. By the way, if you want to play golf at Harding Park, you can do that. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th, for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament. It benefits the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by Atco Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk. There's a piece of sound from Fred Warner I want to get to.
Yeah, let's hear Fred.
First, let's get to let's take a call from Matt in Virginia. Hey, Matt, how you doing, man? From the River Islands guest line, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. What did I say? Okay, his name's Nate. My fault. Jesus,
Nate.
Hey, Nate. I didn't know. What's going on, fellas?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I just wanted to say, we're not talking about two people here as the problem in this situation. One, Cal, and two is Prawl, because they both think they're the smartest guys in the room. Cal thinks the system's so great that he don't need a number one. But it was a stat I seen today with Brandon Ayuk. Out of 75 of his catches last year, 60-something of those catches were either a first down or a touchdown. How do you let this guy go out the door? I mean, can we meet somewhere at 29? And let's get this done. This is on York. York need to come down and take control.
Yeah, I hear you.
Appreciate the call.
And Steiny, to his last point, I just made the point a few minutes ago. They're not, from what we know, they're not even talking. Just think about that.
Well, this is what Tim Kawakami had to say 2 days ago about the money and can we meet in the middle and can we give him 28, 30, 26, 32. Take a listen to this. This is an interesting part because the last caller said Jed York needs to step up. Listen to what Tim Kawakami said.
They do have the money. And I understand, they got the Purdy money coming down the back end, but it's not salary cap money. That's just guaranteed money. This is guaranteed money that Jed York probably does not want to pay. You know what? Okay, that's his decision. I get it. But then you're judged by the roster you end up with. If they end up without it, Brandon, it's been a miscalculation. They've just miscalculated and misplayed this to get it in this position. This is not what good teams do. Look at the Detroit Lions. They've re-signed everybody.
Yep.
They've figured out a way. That's a team that the 49ers are likely going to run into in the NFC Championship game.
Wow. All right, that was Tim Kawakami.
Saying your books are not it. How do you fix it, Tim? How do they fix it, Steiny?
Well, I'm not saying Kawakami's wrong that you're judged by the roster, but you're eventually judged by the season you have.
Right.
But I get it. The issue the 49ers are going to have is if they don't have Brandon Ayuk, there's no way they can claim the roster is better.
Man.
But is there a way they can claim, and I know this sounds incongruous, that the team can be better? It doesn't sound logical at all. Yeah, I agree.
I love you for that. That's as honest as you can get. And that's why, as crazy as this sounds, Steiny, he's still a 49er today. They got to know they can't part ways with this young man.
But if they got to know they can't part ways, then
something should be done.
And pay him.
Yeah. If TK said they miscalculated, isn't it as simple as, or maybe 5 days before the Jets game, they say, hey, you know what? This dude wrote it out. We got to give in.
Boy, it's tough to see. It's tough to envision that. It's tough to envision that because even if they, 5 days before the season, they do that, nobody can argue that this was good. You know what I mean?
But it'll be better than being at home and
you're
not
right.
playing. And
that's true.
Who's doing Monday night? Troy and our boy Joe Buck talking about Brandon Ayuk's not here. Brandon Ayuk's not here.
Yeah.
Oh my! This is just a dark cloud right now. And I guess you got two of them, right?
Yes,
Trent.
At least as of right now,
a little drizzle.
It feels like Ayuk's cloud's darker than Trent Williams' cloud, but maybe that's only because we don't know anything about what's going on with Trent Williams, and we've read a lot about what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. This is Fred Warner on how the team's feeling or how he's feeling about what's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
You want to get this done so you have a resolution one way or the other?
I mean, you want a resolution for sure for him and the team, but at the end of the day, there's nothing, nervous energy. There's none of that going on. You know, it's business as usual. We understand the situation, and we'll let them kind of handle that from there.
So,
Nervous energy.
It doesn't, like, that's what I'm hearing there is,
but Kyle's
he's
bothered.
Not a distraction.
Yeah.
It's
okay,
not a distraction. It's business as usual.
And Steiny, these teams just watch Bosa, the team, hold out. I know it's different.
No, you're right.
He was not there. He signed. He came back in, and they went at it and tried to, on their quest to try to get a chip. I don't see any end in sight. That's what's bothering me about it. And there's no words being exchanged. Wow.
At least not that we know of. Not that we know of.
Maybe it's not words, it's numbers, right?
You might be right. The one question I have is, how does it shake out? And how long does it last? And how long's too long? Is too long already? Has it already been too long?
I think we're almost there at too long.
I think we are too.
He's going to miss one preseason game, right? Nothing to see here. But Steiny, how's that body? He's not doing much at practice, right?
Nothing at practice.
Okay, that's not, man.
Other than standing on the sidelines. And apparently, according to two reports, one by Barrows of The Athletic and one by Mike Silver of The Chronicle, he's not practicing, but he is annoying Kyle Shanahan.
And they got a new receiver in, Stoney. Oh, by the way, Robbie Anderson.
I like him.
Yeah, but look, anyway, you know what I mean. Like, that's not good. What the hell? And Matt Breida's back. Only because your boy's calf is barking.
510, what is so hard to understand? The Niners are going to make him play on the fifth-year option.
Man.
If Ayuk becomes a problem in the locker room, teams are going to pay him less. Ayuk has no power other than becoming a problem, which would hurt his bottom line. That's all logical. That's all logical. But
up until
Brandon says,
I'm not going to be here.
It's a game of chicken that you don't want to lose if you're the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, Ayuk, speaking of which, he'll lose some chicken if he chooses that route.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. He will. Oh, I told you about the the most meaningless stat I've seen.
You teased it. But like always, you didn't pay it off.
Yeah, no. Saw this in a headline. Most meaningless stat of the week.
Here we go.
Kevin Durant becomes the United States leading scorer in Olympic history.
That's not meaningless.
Who cares? Give me a break. You played in six of them. Of course you're going to be.
Oh, well, you fought me on the privilege to play and win a gold, and he can tell his grandkids or his kids, your daddy was the baddest in the world when we played, you know, other countries.
Do you know,
I got the most points. That, to me, that's something.
Yeah, it's nothing to me. You played. You know what?
You kidding me.
Remember years back, and I don't talk politics, but I'll talk it now. There used to be an issue that was very incendiary.
Oh.
Term limits for people in Congress.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
The U.S. should have term limits on... Nobody wants to see Diana Taurasi in the Olympics 7 years. Or Duran in the Olympics.
Or Grant
like,
Hill.
Like, you know what? And how about this? They're as selfish as Trent Williams. Go get your one gold and let somebody else get gold 4 years from now.
Or you could have said that to Bosa, who took all the chicken.
Why?
I'm playing.
I just don't understand why the need for multiple. But actually, I do. You know why? Because it's a 40-day party for those guys.
Please.
It is.
That wear and tear.
Yeah. And I know I'm arguing against myself.
Yeah, that wear and tear in Monaco.
Boy.
Monaco. Breakfast in Monaco.
Breakfast at Tiffany's was the movie. Not Breakfast at Monaco.
Breakfast in Monaco is a song by Larry June, the rapper for San Francisco. What the hell does he know about Monaco? He's been there.
No, he hasn't.
Evan knows. I sent him the song, Breakfast in Monaco.
You know what? I'll be honest with you. Where is Monaco? It's in Africa, right? Northern Africa?
I want to say France.
I thought Monaco was in France.
Yeah.
It's close to Africa. Seriously, look at a map, and you'll see that it probably is in France. I'm probably mistaken. Although I have a feeling
it's its own country.
Yeah, I was going to say it's probably independent.
Italian region, Western Europe, on the French Riviera.
I got to get there. I got to get there.
That's a song. I got to get there. I think it is. Hey, we got something, Stein.
Who is this rapper you were citing?
Larry June from San Francisco.
I've never heard of him.
Breakfast in Monaco.
Now, can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
Is he like more famous or noted than Andre Nicotina?
It all depends on what area you're from, but I'd say they're as equal.
They're similar.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Larry's got, I would say, more current bangers right now, I would say.
Gotcha.
Nicotina's a legend.
How old is Nicotina now?
Probably
my age.
Oh, no. Didn't you hoop against him?
That was Equipto.
Oh, yeah, who came to the ship that day. You had your reunion.
I think Equipto's a little younger. See, this is what bothers me.
Yeah.
I look over at our producer, and he's got this smile on his face like,
I'm young.
Steinmetz is being an idiot again.
No, you're correct. I just didn't know if you wanted to out yourself for how old you are.
Oh, no. Just we're the same age.
Yeah, about the same age.
Yeah.
I text Ritter, happy birthday. He goes, 29 again. I go, there you go, fella.
Whose birthday?
Raymond Ritter. And he responded, 29 again. Nobody gives their... Like, I feel 34.
Why would you give...
You know what I mean?
A happy birthday shout out to a guy who hasn't delivered Draymond Green, Steph Curry, or even Klay Thompson for the last 5 years.
Shot, you talking to me?
We love Double R.
We do. Yeah. We love Raymond Ritter. Jeremy's in Marin. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing, man?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well.
Jeremy. Hey, great. Long-time listener, first-time caller, actually. Here's my problem with the whole decision-making here.
All right.
Like, who would you rather have on the team, McCaffrey or Ayuk?
McCaffrey.
Who would you rather have, Debo or Ayuk?
Ayuk. I'm starting to think Debo, but...
No, but for Debo. You, Stoney. Okay, yeah, but he'd call it, but Ayuk for me.
Okay, if you, why isn't McCaffrey holding out for $29 million, $30
million? Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, that's a position thing.
Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, like, we could sign two of them. We could sign two McCaffreys.
No,
there's no problem with having more good players on the team.
No, I get you. I get you.
Well,
but
you got to find just, another one, too.
Yeah, and thanks, Jeremy. It's just a matter of the going rate for the positions, really. What's so funny?
You are.
What is so funny?
This insecure guy I'm playing. He was helping me at my job. You were riding.
Let me ask you a question.
You have ADD.
How? No kidding. How in the world could he be helping you with his job if he's distracting you?
He wasn't distracting me. He was feeding me something.
What did he feed you?
See that? Oh my God.
It better be show related.
You can't tell the people all the. It's always about the show, bro.
But clearly it wasn't.
The caller was saying, well, we could just get two McCaffreys.
I hate your telling
and
them.
And my anymore. Response was, well, good luck finding another one.
And then I said it like it was my own until you got, what are they talking about?
You do. By the way, for the people out there, yeah. This isn't just show related. Like, you do this in real life.
Well, you know what? I feel better now.
You know what else I do in real life? When somebody like Jeremy calls, I try to be nice. And of course, when he says we could get two McCaffreys, it's the biggest softball you could give somebody. But that's not who I am. I don't know Jeremy. I wasn't going
to
make a horse's behind out of him.
No, no reason.
You guys
to.
Have no problem doing that.
The only thing that I think was true in that
Jeremy
statement in
great.
Real life was you saying, I try to be nice.
Yesterday, I'm playing golf.
Bloop.
We got a foursome at Caribbean.
What's your shoot first?
86.
That's why you've been in a good mood, man.
I've been playing a lot better.
Wow.
So yesterday I'm at Karika Park playing golf with my foursome, and all of a sudden it gets slow. I mean really slow.
What's so that mean?
It means the pace of play of the people in front of you they were not playing fast. They were playing extremely
Any
slow.
Any words exchanged?
That's what I'm getting at. So we're on like 12 or 13, and it is bogging down. And I've got a little money on this round with my buddy Daryl. And I'm winning.
Daryl Davis.
Correct. And he goes, hey, it's going so slow. Let's just jump over to 15 and play there. And I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
We're not doing that. Listen, I'm pretending I'm on the PGA Tour and we're just in the middle of commercials.
I love it.
It's going to be, if it's a 5.5 round, it's a 5.5 hour round. So I said, So I looked to my right, and there were holes 15 and 16.
Yeah.
And there was a group of four teenagers on the other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love the young
on the
people.
On the other hole, they were being slow.
Oh, man.
And so I walked by, and I went...
Larry David.
I went, hey, let's go. Here we go. Let's pick it up a little bit. And he said, yeah, okay. And he
shut
I
up
said, come on now, yeah. Charlie Hustle, let's go. That's the way I did it. Then I got to the next hole, and I saw five guys on the tee. You're not supposed to play with any more than four, okay? And now we're waiting again. Problem is, three of the five guys who were playing were about 6'3", and... Big guys.
You just chickened out again.
I walked up to them. And this is how I did it. I said, "Hey, you guys playing a fivesome? Because those guys in front of you are slow, and you wanted to put a twosome and threesome together because they were playing so slow."
Well, you're saying a lot.
And the guy said, "Yeah, that's what we're doing." And I gave him the fist bump. I said, "No, hey man, I appreciate that. We gotta pick it up." And you know what? We didn't wait anymore.
Wow!
Both groups,
look at you.
You don't have to be confrontational.
Oh, no doubt. Because I could have went a different way.
Exactly.
Hey, old man, shut the... You know,
but I gave
that.
Him nuts.
Yeah, I got.
And the first thing I said was, "Hey, I appreciate you guys. Trying to play fast because those punks in front of you are playing slow, but actually you are too."
Gotcha.
But I didn't say that to him. I just said, "Yeah, you know, hey,
psychological warfare."
And then I took $20 off my guy Daryl.
Is that all it was? 20?
That's all we play for. Yeah.
You spent that in the what do they call that? The bar area after?
No, we got done at about 8 o'clock. So
you text
right
late.
Home.
You said, "What am I missing?" I was like, "Man, this dude's still on the course."
Well, you guys were texting stuff, and I. Cause
no, you were in it.
I didn't know what you guys were texting, and I thought it had something to do with Ayuk.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Did he get traded?" And then you were talking about...
Breaking news, he's still a Niner. That's
no, it was something even more inane.
The Padres Pirates.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was about the Padres and the Pirates.
9-8, it was a great game. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. By the way, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, too short segment. One day he's got to call in. Short dog.
Just to let everybody know what the latest is with Brandon Ayuk, I'm going to go first to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, a reputable news source out of Pittsburgh. It's being reported that no verbal agreement has been struck with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I think we can all acknowledge is probably correct at this point. But the one note in this particular story that I do think was interesting was that any potential deal with the Steelers doesn't include a Steelers player.
Yeah.
It would just include draft picks. Now, I don't know if it wouldn't include a player because the Steelers don't want to give up any players, or I don't know if it doesn't include a player because the 49ers don't want any of the Steelers players. But That, to me, is something that makes sense. I've seen two reports that say the Niners want two firsts for Brandon Ayuk. Well, the only, first of all, I don't think they'll ever get two firsts for Brandon Ayuk, but the only way a team would give you two firsts is if they don't include a player. If you include a player, then maybe you only have to throw in a second or something like that. So those are the things that I believe to be true. What?
Again, not everything is about you.
It's
I'm discussing something with Grandy back here.
According to Steiny, not Garp, Steiny.
Not everything is about me, then don't distract me.
By smiling?
And having a conversation with another person. Carter Chickering was at practice, our Carter.
Okay.
I'll read his notes from practice today when we get back on the other side.
Well, how long are they going to take?
Oh, we are going to do it now.
Yeah, let's do them now.
He was at camp today.
This is Carter Chickering, one of our executive producers here at 95.7 The Game, and he's at practice.
Yeah. Kittle ran a one-on-one versus Jair Brown and completely lost him on the route and took it to the house. Looked almost like Brandon Ayuk on the route, truly. Then we got Greenlaw was out there in street clothes hanging out with the linebackers, and he was in great spirits. Was going back and forth on his legs like he was watering at the mouth to be on the field. Greenlaw! They got bigger problems, but I love that. Kittle, Steiny.
What about him?
Kittle down the middle.
Kittle's going to get more touches this year.
Bonte didn't mention his name. But John Taylor, the great John Taylor, you know, the Bears Sports Hall of Fame, Bonte invited me to. And we talked to him about an hour, John Taylor. He wanted to see him more in the passing game. And I do wonder when it's all said and done, Steiny, let's just say there was no more Niner football, if some stewards of the game in heaven, the great Bill Walsh, would tell Kyle, the reason you don't have a Super Bowl is you didn't unleash 85. And I know you said you needed more blocking. You should have got a better O-line. 85 is a mismatch. Is he Travis Kelce? No, but you need to feature him more. I do wonder, partner, if the Niners do if Kyle has got that lesson. And John Taylor said he talks to Kyle.
Oh, mm-hmm. And I'm sure Kyle doesn't listen like he doesn't listen to anybody. From the 510.
We got to play that from Willard and Dibbs.
From the 510. And bingo. The Niners put two number one picks out there for Brandon on purpose. They know nobody's going to buy. That's why they put it out there. They have no intentions of trading Brandon now.
Wow.
And I agree.
One more tidbit from Carter.
Sure.
Didn't see Ayuk anywhere.
Oh, I think he had a vet day.
That's interesting.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's often a lot of the senior players have vet days off practice.
But
we should do that here.
You're darn right. That's worth keeping an eye on at tomorrow's practice because maybe the Niners have said, look, either stay inside or stay at home rather than be on the sidelines. Yeah. I actually think that that's somewhat important, or at least could be somewhat important. All right. Two short segment on the other side.
He was feeding me something. It's always about the show, bro.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We went into the break talking about Brandon Ayuk was not at 49ers practice today, or at least he wasn't visible. He was had been off to the sidelines, and apparently he's nowhere to be found. And,
yeah.
And Evan suggested maybe it was a Veterans Day off. And you said something like, oh, boy, wish we had those. And text line is saying, well, you do every other Thursday.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah.
I am ready to go.
So anyway, Brandon Ayuk not at at practice today. And
just wonder when this thing is resolved.
But no, honestly, because he's not at practice, I do want to play this from Matt Barrels yesterday, because this would make sense.
There were a couple instances where Brandon Ayuk is out there. He's watching from the sideline, and John Lynch kind of walks over and either kind of takes him, to the spot where John watches practice, or in one instance, I watched this, he kind of takes them all the way back into the team headquarters. So, I mean, I guess that could be a sense that they'd rather have him out of sight when he's around. The other part of it is that there's this ridiculous notion that he arrived with a neck and a back issue, and that's why he's not practicing, not because of any contract. That's officially why he's not practicing. So maybe that's what's annoying Shanahan, that if you're here, if you're healthy, if we're dealing with all sorts of real injuries at wide receiver, and they are, you know, you ought to be back out here. You're under contract. You should be practicing with your team.
One of the things I feel like is that hearing that and then knowing that Brandon Ayuk's not at practice, it leads me to believe that he is a distraction.
You know what, Stani? I'm not saying he's not. I don't give a damn about that. Let's get to the rat on the table about these finances. You can do what a distraction or not. Do show up, do your job, but you know why he's there. It's not the first time it's ever happened, but this is a distraction. The fact that the money is not even close, that's a distraction to me.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying, but...
But the one thing I will say, and I was critical of Trent Williams... holding out, but Trent Williams is less of a distraction right now than Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
The way he can afford what's going on. No. Because Trent Williams is not there. Out of sight, out of mind. Brandon Ayuk is ubiquitous. He's there every day. He's in the meetings. He's talking to teammates. And to me, it's becoming clear that that's starting to bother Shanahan and Lynch, that maybe they think because he's there, he is absolutely dominating not only what the writers are writing and the media attention, but he's also distracting to the players. I think it's possible.
Stani, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I guess what I'm taking onus with is the fact that, is it bigger than the fact that you created this by not getting a deal done, so it can go away if you guys get your stuff together?
Well, in the meantime, get off the field.
Oh, wow. Well, if Carter said he didn't see him at all. He didn't see him at all.
Boy, we're going to see how this thing plays out, but who knows? Who knows? Again, the latest Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting, no verbal agreement, and if a deal comes to fruition with the Pittsburgh Steelers, then it will not include a player. It would just include draft picks.
And that and I know, Stani, I've said it 10 times, that would weaken them. That would weaken the Niners. And I just think they don't want any part of that.
Well, at this point, if they were to somehow, some way get two first-round picks for Ayuk, I think you got to do it.
Oh, okay, well, that's a different story.
I mean, I absolutely think you got to do it.
But that team will not give you that if Ayuk doesn't do his part on telling you I'll sign an extension.
What about the part that Barrow said about there's this ridiculous notion that he's hurt, that he reported with a back injury and a neck injury? I mean, listen.
Don't you think that would have creeped? I'm not saying Matt's wrong, but
he's not wrong. I'm saying is, I've known Matt Barrow's reporting for years and years. He would not cavalierly say that these injuries are ridiculous if everybody didn't think or know that the injuries are ridiculous.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't think he would do that. Mm. So now we got a situation where the reason he's not playing ostensibly is because he's hurt, but everybody knows, nod, nod, wink, wink, that that's not really the reason. Well, that part's going to come to a head at some point if the Warriors say, 49ers rather, say, you got to start practicing.
Yeah.
So that's where we are with that right now. What's going on? I can't even watch it because I'm going to get distracted, and my first responsibility.
No, I can. We got it. We're good. You have ADD.
Yeah,
we both do.
Well, I guess. A couple other things I was thinking about, Goo, is the U.S. Olympic women's team.
Yeah.
Soccer going for the gold.
That tonight?
I think it's tomorrow. Okay. I think it's tomorrow.
Man, that's exciting.
Trinity Rodman, one of the best players on the team. Dennis Rodman's daughter.
Ballin'.
She absolutely is. Anyway, when are the 49ers going to figure this out?
Yeah, this big.
Or when is Brandon Ayuk going to figure this out?
And it's kind of funny. There's two things, not just one. There's two players.
Exactly.
You know, it's Ayuk, but it's Trent, too.
This from the 510 on the Xfinity mobile text line, and it's a fair question. If you can't get two first-round picks for Brandon Ayuk, then why won't you pay him what he's asking for?
Because you want him to play on the fifth year.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is going down. Man, honey, we got football tonight. They play Saturday. Then they play, I forget who they play next week. Is it Vegas?
Who plays tonight? Do we know the game
yes,
tonight?
Yes, Philadelphia at New England, 4 o'clock NFL Network.
By the way, 49er fans better be a little concerned.
Bye.
The Philadelphia Eagles are coming together.
Sirianni is him and Jalen Hurts hate each other. Jalen Hurts hates his X's and O's, and that's why they fell off. Like he
that's
said,
old news.
You ain't working. I'm just telling
that's
you.
That's old news.
Where did you get your news?
My news is the rift is no longer. They got together. They're having meetings together, and the bottom line is that I think it's going to be a fly, Eagles, fly.
Okay. All right. Year. I hear you.
Possibly.
Thank you, Clay Thompson. Appreciate it. All right. On the other side, we've got the crossover with Willard and Dibs. By the way, never forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Also, let me remind you about a fun event we're going to have at Harding Park, and that is Friday, September 6th. Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park. That's Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, and it benefits a great cause, the Autism Society of the San Francisco Bay Area. Here's how you get involved. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally owned and family-owned pest control company. Coming up on the other side, we've got Dan Dibley, we've got Mark Willard, and we've got the crossover. It's going to be a good one. We've got new information trickling out about Brandon Ayuk. We'll get into that, and we might even get into a little bit of Laurie Markkanen with the boys. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.